We're CJMQ and we're talking with the very talented Don Tyler Watson today, and coming to Centennial on the 18th. That's this Saturday, so really looking forward to the show, Don.
Yeah, me too, actually. I think it's the second time we're going to be there, and I remember correctly, we had a blast last time we were there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you were great last time, and so it's the second time. You were born in England, you moved to Ontario, and now you have Montreal as your home, and you're basically known as Queen of the Blues.
Yeah, I guess so. Queen of the Blues in Montreal, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice title to have.
It is a nice title, yeah. So tell us about your music. What makes your style unique, Dawn?
Unique? Gosh, gee, I don't know. I think everyone has a unique sound. I think when I moved here in, 88, I started studying at Concordia. I went to Concordia and studied the jazz program there. And Montreal, when I did start recording, really just kind of embraced me, which is great. It's funny that I have that title of Queen of the Blues because I never really set out to be a blues singer. I am, I write my own stuff. My first album was all originals, it's very folk, funk, rock, blues. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of everything on there, jazz, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My sound is pretty eclectic, so I was surprised, and the record label was too, because they kept saying, it's got to be more bluesy. and people embraced it. The blues community in Montreal and Quebec and in Canada really enjoyed I guess it was a fresh kind of take on things, and they took me to their bosom, as it were, and I've stayed here ever since. And, I don't know. I think that as a singer, you spend the beginning of your, when you first start singing, you're emanating and imitating people,
mm-hmm.
your favorite singers
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And then you just kind of, at some point, have to fall into your own style and start personalizing your sound. And,
mm-hmm.
and I guess, I was able to do that. And I mean, I talk on the phone. People say, hey, are you a singer? You sound like a singer. So I guess I've got that voice,
Good. Now, this is your second CD. Your first one was $10 Dress, and we certainly enjoyed playing a lot of the tunes off that. Now, you've teamed up with K. Paul Delaurier. Tell us about that. How did you come to get together and team up with that music?
Well, I think it was divine intervention. Really, Paul and I was working with Andy DeCoulis on the first album, who is now touring with Corneille. When Andy started working with Corneille, I had to get a sub for a few gigs, and my drummer, Sam Harrison, was also in, Paul and I share the same drummer. He was in Paul's band as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you should try Paul. And I called Paul in on a gig, had him sub, and it was great. Loved his electric playing. And, after a couple of times he worked with me, I said to him, do you play acoustic? Because at that time I was still doing the odd acoustic gig with Corey Dybo, who is
mm-hmm.
now with Jonas, actually. So we, he said, yeah, I play acoustic. And acoustic is a different animal completely to an electric. And it's not everyone, just because they can play an electric, can really make an acoustic ring. And when I heard Paul play acoustic, I went, wow, he's really got something. And
mm-hmm.
we instantly connected. We have a similar taste in everything, like in music and stuff. I mean, although he comes more from a rock background and, I come from the jazz background, it seems to complement each other. And on stage, we have a good chemistry. So we immediately recognized that, hey, this is fun. So we started touring, and as we started touring, people said, hey, we've got Paul's album, I've got Don's album, we want to hear an album together.
Mm-hmm.
So On Duo was really a response to that. We sat down and brought some tunes together that, that we hadn't had the chance to do with our full bands.
Okay.
Some of these
mm-hmm.
tunes or
mm-hmm.
that they wouldn't fit with our full band shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we just said, hey, let's just jam some of these, and that's how the album came together. It's mostly covers. They're mostly...
Okay, covers, but done extremely well there. A lot of them. Any one in particular that stands out for you?
The songs, you mean,
mm-hmm.
on the record?
But the songs on the latest
on
CD?
On Duo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On Duo. Well, gee, we love them all. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of tend to... the first time I heard Zeppelin's Going to California, Paul brought it to the table, you know, with our producer Charles Popsoff, and he sang it for me, and I went, wow, that's really nice. And, I mean, he played it twice, and then I started, you know, I had the lyrics, so I just sang the second verse, and immediately we fell in love with the tune. People really seem to like that tune. It's a duo, you know, a duet. And it's a beautiful song. So, you know, I don't really have a favorite, but mm-hmm. we really like doing that one. We also love, you know, the Bruce Coburn tune, Mama Just Wants the Barrel House All Night Long. I love that one because it's jazzy, you know, and it also gets a little crazy at the end. But, I also have a couple of originals on that album. You know, one about drinking.
Okay.
And you know, it came together quite well, considering as well it's very eclectic. We've got, you know, Smokey Robinson, Bruce Coburn, Patty Griffin, the Beatles, Zeppelin, you know, these songwriters that are very diverse. So it came out really, really well, yeah.
That's great. And we're going to be hearing a lot of these tunes at the show on Saturday?
Yeah, actually, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. That's great. Looking forward to it. Now, you've done a fair bit of touring over in Europe, the U.S. and Canada, and even in the Middle East. Is that correct?
That's correct. We were actually in Qatar last year.
Okay, wow. So that's quite something. How were the crowds over there? Quite receptive to your type of music?
It's interesting. Yeah, yeah, they actually were. We were on the bill with, believe it or not, the Weather Girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's raining men, hallelujah. Sister Sledge from We Are Family fame. And I can't remember her name, that does Killing Me Softly.
Mm-hmm.
The singer that sings Killing Me Softly, which is, God, why can't I remember her name? Killing Me Softly. Yeah, Paul can't remember it either.
Okay.
Roberta Flack. So there's us doing our blues thing, and we were on the bill with these people, but, you know, the crowd just ate it up. They loved it. They're, you know, they were very receptive, and it was a beautiful reception as well for us. We were treated like royalty.
That's great.
You
know? Good. Now, yeah, you won a lot of awards. My goodness, I was reading here the nominee for prestigious Canadian Maple Blues Awards in numerous categories, including Best New Artist and Entertainer of the Year, title of Female Vocalist of the Year in 2005 and in 2007. Let's see, 2007 Canadian Folk Music Award, nod for Best Contemporary Vocalist.
Yep.
And also, you've earned yourself the lead role of jazz singer Curly Brown in the movie Jack Paradise. So that's quite something. You've certainly done a lot, won of a lot of awards. Would you like to talk about this?
Well, actually, we just, the Least Blues Awards were just here in Quebec City, actually, last week, week and a half, 2 weeks, I don't know, ago, and Paul and I actually won Best Album of the Year for On Duo, which was really a nice honor, because, you know, we've been touring and working pretty hard together, and, you know, Paul was nominated in a couple of categories, and myself as well. I also took home the Female Vocalist of the Year, again, which is really great for Quebec, the Least Blues.
It is,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's really nice to be acknowledged by the community and your peers like that. It's you know, it always still kind of, it really does shock me because, you know, as I said, my stuff is not that bluesy. I don't know. I just kind of tumbled into this genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I said I set out to be a blues singer. So, you know, I'm very honored by the accolades and stuff.
Oh, that's great. And certainly, you know, very proud to have you here in
Hello.
Quebec, too. Yeah. The website is www.donandpaul.com. Any other websites we should check out?
Yes, you can check out dontylerwatson.com.
Okay.
As well as pauld.com. That's paul-d.com.
Okay.
And paul.ca. It's paul-d.ca. I've been corrected.
Okay, good.
hyphen d.ca.
Well, we're really looking.
Yeah, you can just Google us. You'll find us. We're Googleable.
Okay, good, good. Anything else you want to mention before we go, Dawn, about yourself, your music, or the show?
Well, we're really looking forward to it. We really are. And, gee, just inviting everybody out to come out, have a good time Saturday night. You know, our show is really accessible to a lot of people, a lot of age groups. We're really easygoing, kind of laid back on stage. We have a lot of fun. People would assume that it's a show with just acoustic, just two people on stage. But as I said, the acoustic guitar, some people can master it and others can just play it.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul's definitely a master on the acoustic guitar. He fills the space. You know, you never get bored. You don't miss the drums or the bass or whatever else you'd like to hear. And, you know, with us both singing, it's a nice cadre, you know. It's a nice format.
Exactly.
And so we're looking forward to it, and we hope everybody comes on out and has a good time with us.
Okay, thanks very much, Don, and looking forward to the show.
You're welcome.
Okay, all the best. Bye.
Yep.
Made up my mind to make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they're all the same. The sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. The mountains and the canyon started to tremble and shake. The children of the sun began to wake. Seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Won't you throw me a line if I reach it in time? I'll meet you up there where the path runs straight and king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, 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 never been born. Standing on a hill in my mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
We just heard the song called Going to California. It's off the CD called En Duo. It's by Don Tyler Watson and Paul DeLosier. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.